From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. BP CEO Tony Hayward is being moved out of his daily responsibilities for handling the Gulf oil spill. BP's chairman, Carl Henriks Vonberg, told Britain's Sky News today that BP's managing director, Bob Dudley, will take over handling the company's response to the oil spill. Last month, Hayward angered some in the Gulf area by saying that he wanted his life back from the turmoil of the spill. Yesterday, Hayward angered some lawmakers on Capitol Hill by giving what some considered evasive answers to their questions. President Obama is reminding Americans that his economic stimulus program is creating jobs. In Ohio, the president helped kick off what the White House says is the 10,000th road project funded under the plan.
Some 450 transportation projects are underway or have been completed, and more than 100,000 Ohioans are at work today as a result of these steps.
Other summer works projects being funded under the stimulus include improvements at national parks, upgrades to community drinking water supplies, and renovations at energy plants across the country. According to the latest figures from the Labor Department, California's unemployment rate remains well above the national figure of 9.7%. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has more.
In May, California had an unemployment rate of 12.4%, a drop of 0.2% from April. 2.3 million Californians are out of work. With 14% of its workforce unemployed, neighboring Nevada has the highest rate in the nation. Michigan is second. California occupies the third position. California's Central Valley is among the hardest hit regions in the country. In some counties, the unemployment figure hovers around 20%. Recently, state officials said a few hundred thousand Californians could soon be losing their unemployment benefits if Congress doesn't grant an extension. There's some encouraging news. According to the Labor Department, during the month of May, California added more than 28,000 jobs, second only to the 43,000 created in Texas. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The U.S. soccer team at the World Cup in South Africa tied Slovenia today 2-2. Late in the game, the U.S. appeared to score a go-ahead goal, but that score was disallowed. NPR's Mike Pesca is in South Africa.
Coach Bob Bradley in an interview said he didn't know why the goal was disallowed. U.S. players didn't know why the goal was disallowed. It was not an offside situation, so it seemed as if the referee thought the United States had fouled on the kick. Television replays indicate that the only fouls going on were every Slovenian was physically grabbing an American.
NPR's Mike Pesca in South Africa. Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty is touring parts of his state today, damaged by a series of deadly tornadoes yesterday. It left at least three people dead. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 6 points at 10,441 in 2 billion shares of trading. The Nasdaq Composite is down 1 point at 2305, and the S&P is up a fraction at 1116. This is NPR News. There are a couple of food recalls today, one involving this popular children's meal.
It's gotta be, SpaghettiOs.
Campbell Soup Company is calling in 15 million pounds of SpaghettiOs with meatballs due to the product being underprocessed. And ConAgra Foods is recalling all Marie Callender brand cheesy chicken and rice frozen meals after they have been possibly linked to a salmonella outbreak in 14 states. Russian and U.S. astronauts have arrived at the International Space Station. As Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, the crew is expected to conduct several experiments.
The Russian Soyuz FG rocket docked at the International Space Station, carrying Russian cosmonaut Fyodor Yurchikhin and U.S. astronauts Shannon Walker and Douglas Wheelock. Russian television showed the trio happily greeting the ISS crew. According to Russian space officials, the crew is expected to assemble an experimental satellite, unload three progress shuttles, and conduct several scientific tests. This is the last Soyuz rocket launch to the ISS before the U.S. shells its space shuttle program later this year. After that, Russia will be responsible for ferrying all crew members to the space station. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Russia's news agency is reporting that the country's defense minister is considering sending troops into Kyrgyzstan to protect what it calls strategic facilities. UN officials say more than 1 million people have been affected by recent violence in the country and need food and other aid supplies. More than 400,000 people have been left homeless in the ethnic clashes there. Two more Americans have died in southern Afghanistan, where militants have stepped up their attacks as NATO and Afghan forces ramp up security in Taliban strongholds. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.